break, if I may. I'd like to call the Immigration Rights Commission meeting Monday, September 12th, to order. Madam Clerk, could you do roll call, please? Thank you.
Commissioner Chi.
Present.
Commissioner Denfora.
Present.
Commissioner Insani will be here shortly. Commissioner Fuentes.
Here.
Commissioner Gain.
Here.
Commissioner Hale.
Here.
Commissioner Maldonado.
Here.
Chair McCarthy.
Here.
Commissioner Molodetskaya.
Here.
Commissioner Moses.
Here.
Commissioner Ng.
Here.
Commissioner Ritchie. Commissioner Tom.
Here.
And the commission has a quorum.
Okay, thank you for that, Madam Clerk. So if we may, I'd like to move to public comment. If there's anybody for public comment, you have 3 minutes now. See none. Public comment is closed. Okay, thank you. So we're going to item number 3, and it's approval of the previous minutes for July 11th, 2011 full commission meeting minutes. I'll just give everybody a minute, and if there's any friendly amendments, we'll make them. Okay, so is there any amendments? See none. So could I have a motion to approve?
So move.
Have a second?
Second.
Second?
Yeah.
Okay, so moved. Anybody opposed to it? No. Okay, fine. All right. So item 4. It's a presentation by the Young Workers United. And I believe we have a Jose, is it?
Sorreyes.
Come up and introduce your name here. Sorreyes.
Good evening, commissioners. Thank you very much for having us this evening to present to you guys about our campaign to end wage theft. My co-worker, Tiffany, is going to be handing out some packets.
If you just could state your name, full name for the record.
Josué Reyes.
And you have 3 minutes. Okay. Of course, if there's any questions, we can ask them at the end of that 3 minutes. Thank you, Josué.
So I'm here on behalf of Young Workers United. We're a workers' center here in San Francisco, and also as part of a larger alliance, which is the Progressive Workers Alliance, which is 8 other workers' centers here in San Francisco. Just to name them really fast, it's La Raza Centro Legal, the Filipino Community Center, Mujeres Unidas y Activas, Power, Poder, Coleman Advocates, Pride at Work, are just some of the folks. And I said all of them already. Wage theft is a huge issue, especially as worker centers, dealing with a lot of immigrant workers here in San Francisco. So it's an issue for us that we saw here in our communities, and that's why we came together as an alliance to work on a campaign to end wage theft. And I'll let Tiffany briefly state what wage theft is.
Thank you for having us here this evening. As we know that immigrant rights is very linked to workers' rights and workers' rights to immigrant rights. So it's very important for us to be here today, and thank you for having us come. So what is wage theft? Wage theft is the underpayment of wages that are due to workers, and it can be in a lot of different ways. So we represent restaurant workers, but we also, in our alliance, have workers in as all the industries he mentioned. And some of the things we see are no breaks, 10-minute or half an hour breaks, 12, 13, 14 hours at a time of work with no breaks at all. We also see working off the clock. We also see no overtime pay. And sometimes either there's wages that are under the minimum wage or no payment at all. So just one story really quickly of a worker named Ana, and she worked to clean the office and home of a restaurant owner. And she kept being told that she would be paid on Saturday, and then on Saturday she would call and they wouldn't answer, or they would say, I'll pay you on Tuesday. Maybe she was paid $100, maybe $200, but never the full amount. And for 3 months, she was not paid at all. So we come in, our organizations come in, and we work with those workers to make sure they get their wages back. And that's really what this campaign is about, is workers who are working really hard and are not paid what they're rightfully due by law.
Okay, so you've heard that it's a huge issue that we've seen in our communities, like I mentioned. Really quickly, I forgot to mention Chinese Progressive Association is another huge part of this alliance. And if you see in your packets, there's actually the Check Please report that they put out last year, in which they found that one out of two workers in Chinatown were not getting paid the minimum wage. And so we're just talking about Chinatown here, but as an alliance, we realize that it's spread across other communities here in San Francisco, as well as different industries and different sectors. So how we came together to address wage theft was to put together this alliance, and our first phase was to push for an ordinance, a wage theft prevention ordinance, with the help of Supervisor Mar and Campos, which actually passed last week for the second vote unanimously by the Board of Supervisors. So we have that in effect now, or will be in effect in October here in San
Yeah, actually, before we passed this ordinance, we spoke to Donna and a number of the investigators, Donna, the director, and they gave input. They were fully on board. We had a public event outside, and Donna signed, you know, to support the ordinance, and we're working closely with them. We will be meeting them later this month, actually, to talk about the implementation process. Yeah.
My other question is, what did you want us to do?
Oh, good question.
Well, we kind of just want to come out here, first of all, to let you guys know about our campaign, because it's been a year-long campaign, and we just celebrated victory last month with the passing of the ordinance. And then maybe work closer with this commission to address, like, further resources that we can use here in the city to really hold those irresponsible employers accountable. And then personally, as community members, we're always asking, there's our pledge form to end wage theft that we're asking the community at large and our allies to take the pledge to end wage theft, if you guys would be willing to sign that.
There's actually a detachable place where you can sign. Additionally, I think as an individual organization and as an alliance,
we would also ask that if you are aware of responsible employers that are local, that are working hard to make sure their workers have all the protections that we provide here in San Francisco, we want to lift those up and support them. So let us know. We'll interview the workers, we'll go through the process we usually do, and we'll put them in our guide, and we'll make sure that people know that that's a place they can go and spend their money and feel good about it.
I just wanted to know if that list, I eat out a lot, I think as a lot of young people might. I wanted to know if this is an all-inclusive and if all the other ones that aren't listed are violating the code. That way, I think one of the ways we can support is not eat there. Obviously, that's why you have this. Mm-hmm. So is this an all-inclusive of the restaurant that are in compliance? That's question number one.
This is from our capacity as an organization, as a worker center. For this specific guide, we interviewed 35 different restaurants. And out of those 35, it's the 12 you see here that we found that were being compliant with labor laws here in San Francisco.
So to answer your question, it's not a complete list. Yeah. No. Okay. We're working on getting that. We want to expand it across the city with our partners in the alliance and with the help of folks like you to let us know where are those responsible businesses so we can start promoting them.
And then my question number two is, you said you assist people getting their rightful wage. How do you determine it, or do you just look at the guideline for what an average rate is for employees?
Well, what we mean by that is just what is the minimum wage? It's $9.92. So if workers are being paid less than that, or if they're not getting what is actually written to the law in the labor code. In San Francisco, we have additional laws that protect workers, like we have the healthcare security ordinance, which provides healthcare access to workers. We also have paid sick leave. So if they're not getting those protections, that's what we base it on. It's all by law. And then this is actually going, what are the businesses that are doing either that or going above and beyond? So like Zazi, who's in here, they give Kaiser to all their workers, part-time, full-time, temporary, whatever. All the workers get Kaiser, private health care. So.
Yes, Commissioner?
Do you have this in other languages, or is it currently in English?
Yeah, we have it in Chinese and Spanish.
Okay. And the number as well has Chinese and Spanish?
Mm-hmm. The number on the very back is actually CPA, which is a Chinese and English-speaking organization. And then the one that is in Spanish has our number, which we're Spanish and English.
Okay.
Yeah. But we do have other languages represented, too, in the alliance. But in this actual document is in those three languages.
Okay. Commissioner Moses.
Yeah. Do you reach out to the other ethnic group in the city, or this is just certain part of town? Do you reach out to everybody citywide?
Our organization, we do outreach at the City College, mm-hmm. In a few different campuses, downtown, Ocean, and Mission campuses mostly. And then we do outreach in the Mission and Tenderloin and lots of different areas. But then our partners are in the Excelsior, they're in Chinatown, we're across, and we're Bayview, Hunters Point, across the city. So we are a little bit more centrally located, but our organization, our ally organizations are in different neighborhoods.
And who are you dealing with in Bayview? Because
and so it's actually according to industry. So for our worker center, it's specific mainly around young and immigrant restaurant workers and retail. With CPA, they're dealing with workers in Chinatown. FCC is mainly like caregivers. La Raza is covering domestic workers as well as day laborers. And then we have Power doing African-American and Latino worker communities in the Mission and in the Bayview.
Okay, because in Bayview is so diverse now. We have African-American, we have African-African, we also have Chinese and Hispanic. So you really need to reach out to that particular area. Yeah.
Thank you for coming out and making presentation tonight. Just a few comments. Thank you for the package. These really help us. It kind of gives us the roadmap we need to fast track into understanding your policies. Mine's a two kind of part question. One is, as an employer myself, sometimes you might have situations where necessarily the employer might not be at fault here. It's kind of a disgruntled employee and stuff. Do you have mechanisms in place to kind of separate kind of a disgruntled employee complaint to use your organization, for example, to kind of put lean pressure on an employer that's not justified?
Good question. I think on a personal level, it's kind of it can be easy to separate. I'm really upset personally because this person, I don't like them, and I'm actually not getting what I should be paid. Because we do go to the labor commissioner and the OLSC and file complaints, any complaint that we have to, that we submit needs to have proof. So we have to see documents of payment and hours. And so that in itself proves that, you know, the worker is actually not being paid.
Yeah, good. It's important.
What they do next door.
Sorry, Vera, do you have a question?
Well, since it's now approved by the Board of Supervisors and if the mayor signs it, wouldn't there be a procedure for the city to negotiate?
Yeah, you have guidelines. That'd be my concern. Yeah. You know, you've got a great program here, and sometimes you can get caught into these situations that obviously the employer might not have done something that you might have had. It's the rogue employers that we really want to get here. And it's important that that's what the organization does, you know.
And actually, one other thing I didn't mention was that we always reach out to the employer to send a letter to say, this is what we found through this one or two or three or five or 17 workers, and we'd like to talk to you about it before we even submitted a complaint. And if they would like to come to the table and talk about it, we give them that opportunity. If they don't, then we go ahead and file the complaints.
Good. Okay. Commissioner, yeah?
Yes. One question I had is, how do you get employees to speak? Because I would think they would be nervous about losing their job, don't want to talk about it.
So usually we get a few walk-ins into our worker center with some really strong cases of not being paid for months or working off the clock for numerous days. And then I think part of just being out there and doing outreach to the different sectors, like we mentioned, that city colleges, a lot of ESL classes, or directly out on the street where we can find workers. We usually do find workers after an initial meeting, have the courage to be able to talk about their issue and maybe want to take action if it's possible.
Okay, commissioners, that's fine. Thank you for coming out this evening. Before you go, I would like to kind of suggest that we put together a letter of support for you. It's just something, you've already got all the support you need, but just that we endorse your program. And as you know, the immigrant community, if they have any issues or anything, that they can come forward here, particularly on this program, to us here. So I would like to, I can't, because it's not an action item, I can't vote on tonight.
It's an action item. It says action item. I'm sorry. It says information. I'm sorry.
Okay. So we will put together something, and we will, if it's okay with you, Director, we'll maybe the next meeting we'll vote it up, and a letter of support for what they're doing from the Immigrant Rights Commission.
Yeah, I think, commissioners, you can have the executive committee decide what type of action the commission would like to take letter of support, or if you want, you can hold a hearing. You do have the power to convene a hearing, and then you can have some of the wage earners come and testify, mm-hmm. so that then you have a little more information. Then you can decide what form of action you want to take. Yeah.
I think a letter of support. I think they've got all the support. It's a good program. Please come back to us someday if you ever want a hearing to discuss how it worked, what it meant to the community, to the immigrant community. These are the type of things that we need to hear, and so we can continuously keep supporting out there. So I would think more like of a letter of support, and if anybody had any other ideas.
Yes, I do.
Yes, Commissioner?
Maybe we can consider being put a representative on the task force from the Immigrant Rights Commission.
Yeah.
I think that would be more efficient, and then they would, the person would keep everybody informed on how the, in general, the immigrants are being treated.
I like that.
In the city.
The task force will be convening at the end of this month, early next month, to talk about all of the details. So we'll definitely keep you informed of the next steps with the task force. So thank you for that offering. And as well, we do have an endorsement form, so we can get that to you, that other groups have been able to sign.
Great.
And then who do we contact as far as following up from this?
You can send that through me,
okay.
And I will
cool.
Convey that to the commissioners.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for all your work for the community.
Thank you.
Okay, commissioners, if we could move now on to item 5, which is an action item, a review of approval of a draft letter of recommendation for the African Advocacy Network. Director Pond, can you talk to that?
Yes, thank commissioners, this is a copy of a letter that you discussed previously. The African Advocacy Network has asked the commission to just write a letter of support. They're applying for accreditation with the Board of Immigration Appeals. So if they're certified as a BIA certified organization, they can then represent immigrants in their immigration cases. But you have to be qualified and accredited before you can you are recognized by that party, by the Board of Appeals.
Okay.
People have to be trained.
Sorry, Commissioner Hill, have you a comment?
Don't people also have to be trained to represent in immigration hearings?
Yes, but this letter just supports their application. There's a whole application process, and so this is just part of it. It's like a letter of recommendation.
Has everybody seen the draft letter?
Yes.
No. Just now.
Okay. Would you like a moment to review it, Commissioner?
Yes, I would too.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you like, we could go on to the next item. We can come back to that if you'd like. Would you want to stay, or would you need more time?
We can move on.
We can move on. Okay. So what I'll do is I'll just table that item 5 for a few items here, and I'll come right back to it, and it gives anybody a chance to read it there where we can, and we'll move along with the other issues. Okay. Item 7, which is an action item, an update on approval of plan for District 4 off-site neighborhood meeting. Commissioner Fuentes.
Yeah,
thank you.
We're going to skip item 6 right now, the approval of the IRC strategic plan.
Sorry, you're right, across, yeah, sorry, it's 5, I jumped too far. So let me, why don't we go on to 7 and then we'll come back to 6 and I'll work my way back to 5, okay?
Sure, as we were discussing before our break, we decided we're going to have a neighborhood meeting before the end of the year, and we are focusing on District 4. And I know that the last time when we met, we were discussing about where we're going to have it and about what kind of issue we're going to be discussing. And our director, Adrian Pond, was in communication with Supervisor Carmen Hsu. I believe that she has some more information. I believe that they want to do it on October the 3rd, but I was going to pass it to our director to see if she can give more information.
Commissioners, just a quick update. So Supervisor Chu's office recommends that we look at October the 3rd, and they had a couple of suggestions on where to hold this, but they said regardless of where you hold this meeting, their experience is there hasn't always been a high participation rate. So the one suggestion that Supervisor Chu made was to think about holding this maybe at the new Ortega Branch Library, the one that was just reopened. It's beautiful. They have a community room that was created just for meetings like this. And she feels like that might not be so far out and make it easier for people to attend. It's more centrally located. But we would have to, staff would have to check to see if it's available on the third.
Okay. Any comments on that?
To Ortega and what?
I can speak about that library. I was just at the opening this past weekend, and it's one of the most beautiful libraries in San Francisco. It has a living roof with plants and butterflies on top, and then it's got a lot of glass, and the community room opens up to a terrace. I think we'll fit as many people as could fit in here, and I'm sure that there won't be that many people in attendance, just because I know that there is not a high participation from that community, even if we try to get people out. Maybe we'll be lucky this time, but it's a great venue, and the only question I had that I shared with Commissioner Fuentes is if it's too soon, October 3rd.
What's across street?
It's 39th and Ortega. It's behind AP Giannini and St. Ignatius.
Yes, my question would be if the purpose is to get as many community members as possible, and we know that there aren't going to be any participants, why are we choosing that district?
Good question.
Well, we decided that before we discussed it during that retreat, and before we were deciding where we want to have this, and there was an agreement, I believe, that we decided that we want to do it because we haven't done nothing in the Sunset District 4 for a long time. That was why we did it, because we don't Chinatown, we don't Excelsior, the Mission, and that's the only reason, because we decided to do there.
Okay. And to be honest with you, it's up to the community to turn. We're obviously going to try to get some items on the calendar that would probably generate some community interest that are very important that's on over there. So we'll do everything we can to bring. If they don't come, at least we tried, and that's the key. You know, we can't. There's going to be some communities that turn out and strengthen, some that don't. So we'll take them. I've got a feeling that might, a lot of people might show up because it's a new venue and mm-hmm. and so on. And mm-hmm. if we give it some thought on the calendar, maybe we could do something creative and get people in the door to make it a fun event for immigrants to get together. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, a couple of things to think about, commissioners. The venue, the timing, because you can adjust the timing of your meeting, you know, make it earlier. A lot of the you have a high population of seniors in that community, and sometimes after 5:30, they might not feel too safe about coming out, but if you made it earlier, that might make it more possible for them to participate. You might want to think about what is it you want to hear about from the community. You know, if you want to learn about what their issues are, maybe you need to frame it a little bit. You know, what is an issue out in that area? Safety might be, you know, just general safety. You know, seniors, you have a high population of seniors. So it's always good to frame your meetings, just like when we met in the Excelsior supervisor Avalos's office said they wanted to focus the conversation on foreclosures because mm-hmm. there's a lot of that happening in that area. So I think just picking some relevant topics, and then that'll draw your crowd, your venue, your timing, and your subject matter.
I'd like to make another comment, if I may. A lot of the people that work out there have two worker families, so I actually think the evening would work better. And a lot of them have kids because it's a neighborhood with a lot of kids. And that library has a kids area, and there's an assistant librarian there that runs a children's playtime, and maybe we could get her or someone like her to sort of take care of that area. They have a lot of activities. And if you make it child-friendly and just mention that there's some free refreshments, as simple as it could be, that will attract the people out there. I live out there, and that's my experience.
Do you know what time they close? What time the library is open till?
The community room is separate from the library. It can be locked off individually. And there's also bathrooms that can be accessed, so you could stay there as late as you want.
We did meet out there once when Fiona Ma was representing the area, and the issue that came up to our surprise was that the school assignments, people objected to the children having to ride 2 hours on the bus to go to school, that it took so long, 2 hours each direction to get where they were going. So I think the parents are interested. The seniors, I think, we would have to do a little work. There are a few meal sites out there, but they are not large. But it's true they will not come out after 5:30. The days are getting shorter every day.
Okay. So with that, we're in agreement on the 3rd, right?
I believe, commissioners, the committee... just need your approval, like if you want to go forward with that.
Yeah.
I think part of the agreement during the retreat was that commissioners would do heavy duty outreach because in the past, when you don't have anyone show up for your events, it's because we haven't put as much effort into doing outreach. And when the staff does the outreach for its events, you know, our office, we get 100 people in there. In this case, we're not as familiar with that one area, so we would need some help from commissioners because there aren't as many CBOs out there. Mm-hmm. And the one CBO that does have facilities, all the seniors leave after 3 o'clock. Okay. If you want the schools, you know, you could make maybe some outreach to some of the schools in the area. There's a lot of kids and families.
Commissioner Fuentes, do you think?
Well, I have a lot of the flyers and all that kind of stuff that we use for the neighborhood meeting in the Bayview, so it would be easier for me also to put together the flyer for this event. But what I really want to see is, like, the commitment of the rest of the commissioners I have with the outreach, because it's the only way, because also there is not only outreach, there is a lot of logistics involved in this, because when we did the Bayview, I really have to work very hard trying to get that room together, that setup, and all that kind of stuff, and takes a lot of time. So, but if the commissioners are committed to really, really do outreach, I think that we should go for it.
So can we get a confirmation just through Vice Chair there? Who's actually on your commission right now? On your subcommittee, excuse me.
The subcommittee is Commissioner Sonia. It's also Commissioner Shi, also Commissioner Tom. I think that's about it. Melba, no, you are in the policy committee, right? So that's about it. And Commissioner Moses, too, that he's been helping us a lot. He was very helpful in the Bayview event, so that's the committee.
So when would you have your first subcommittee meeting on this? Outreach committee.
We have to schedule right away because we haven't done it. The plan before was to come earlier before the full commission meeting and have the meeting, but we haven't really implemented a system. So
could we agree on a date now this week to meet on the issue, and I'll come as well to the meeting?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Can we throw out any time that works there? It'll be about a 30-minute to a 40-minute, just to kind of give us a roadmap. So okay. Go ahead. Is there what date would you?
Next week,
No, I'd say this week.
Oh, this week?
Yeah, commissioners, we would have to publicly notice your meeting.
We have to give notice. So,
yes.
So we need 72 hours.
Early next week, then.
Yeah, it would be early next week. So what about this day?
Why don't we agree on a date now so we don't have to be emailing all that tomorrow?
Monday?
Monday is on the table. Monday, 5 o'clock? 5:30?
Monday, 5.
Is that okay? I'm fine with Monday.
I have to make an arrangement, but I could do it.
Is 5 work or 5:30?
5:15.
Why don't we split the difference, 5:15, and we will have a meet.
Let's do 6.
Okay. Yeah. Is 6 better? I'm open, so why don't you make the call, then?
Okay, let's do it on Monday then. Monday.
At what time?
5:30.
5:30. Okay, 5:30 it is, and we will email out the location, which room.
Yeah.
That's okay, Director.
Yeah, meanwhile, commissioners will be glad to check on the availability of the Ortega Branch Library.
Yes, exactly.
For you.
And maybe we can touch base with the office of Supervisor Chuy. She has an idea about which topics she wants us to address
that
night.
Them,
that would
be
wonderful.
Okay. Yeah. So with that, is this
when,
an action? Sorry?
When is this meeting again?
Monday. Next Monday.
October. Oh, which meeting?
The committee meeting.
Yeah.
This Monday. Monday. What date is that Monday?
19th. Monday the 19th at 5:30.
30.
Probably it's going to be in room 370, but we'll let you know exactly the location.
Okay, great. And so with that item, it is an action item in regard to approving the date for October 3rd to have the outreach meeting, or to have the community neighborhood meeting. So can I have a second on that for approval?
Second.
Is there anybody opposed? See none. So that is official then, Director.
Okay.
And it is all in our hands to make it happen, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So if I may now, I'd like to go back up to item 5, which is an action item to approve the recommendation for the African Advocacy Network letter from the Commission. Can I have a second?
I second.
Is there anybody opposed?
I'm not having any discussion.
I thought we did have the discussion. That's why I was asking, was there anybody?
Oh, on the
yeah,
date.
Yeah. No. We're back up on item 5 for the letter, the recommendation
yes,
for Africa. Let me rephrase
I have
it
a
then.
Question.
Okay, is there any questions on the issue? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, discussion. I would like to ask for some of the ways they have educated us about the urgent needs and issues of immigrant communities from Africa and the Caribbean. I seem to have missed that, and I would like to. Did that happen?
Mm-hmm. Commissioner?
I believe that just before I became a commissioner, I came to a meeting and there was a member of the organization talking about the African immigrants. I think Adubu was his
name.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Yeah, so he came once and I was not here. I just wondered if that
yeah, but in the community, within the immigrant rights groups and stuff like that, we see them often. I can
yeah.
tell you.
No, I have no problem with that. It just says we rely on them to educate the city. I'd like to be a little more educated if they have.
So with regard to the... would you just like him to come and talk to us and we could calendar something in that respect?
Yeah, or if they have some information on current urgent needs and issues of immigrant communities from Africa.
Okay.
I'm
so
very interested in that.
All right. So what we'll do is we'll bring that up in new business and we'll have something calendared on that and we'll do outreach once we get the letter sent out to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry, Commissioners, through the chair, just for the record, they've appeared at the commission over last year at least twice, and then they attended at least 2 executive committee meetings and also 2 other meetings with Commissioner Gaime and Fuentes McCarthy and myself. So we've met with them at least 5 times over the last year.
Maybe you have, but I missed a meeting where they did make a presentation, so it changes too, month by month, immigrant communities from Africa.
Commissioner Maldonado.
Yes, well, I think that, your concern is okay, except that we cannot ask somebody to come here just for the benefit of one commissioner to learn something. I don't think that that's... Well, if that is going to stop us from approving this letter...
No, I'm not suggesting it stop us from approving the letter.
With the chair.
Vice Chair?
All the information is available in the website. Because they just updated about a week ago. And also they have some kind of report that I remember that Adobo brought the other day. And I can probably try to get it and bring it to Commissioner
Good.
Hill
Thank you.
Next time. Okay? Is that okay?
Yeah. Fine.
Yes. Commissioner Malcolm. Commissioner, go ahead.
What happens is that they're just one group of a wider net of organizations working and helping the African immigrant from Eritrea, from every from the whole continent. So they have all kinds of things going on, like, you know, health and activities. This one is specific. This organization deals specifically with immigration services and direct services to help people get their, you know, papers in order.
No, I'm aware of that, and that Ethiopians and Eritreans are the largest immigrant group from Africa in this city.
So I guess with regard to the letter, we'll take a vote on that. And with regard to Commissioner Hales, if you want to make a request for another hearing to be updated, that's absolutely within your right, and we can vote it up or down if we think we need it or we don't need it. But with regard to the letter, what's on the table right now is the letter. So I'd like to move for approval. Is there anybody opposed? See none. Okay.
You need a second, Commissioner?
Oh, excuse me. I thought I did have that. I need a second for the approval of this.
Second
from Commissioner Moses. Is there anybody opposed? See none. Okay. Thank you. All right. So next item is item six, which is a review and approval of the final IRC strategic plan. Director Pond?
Yes, Commissioners. You may recall at your retreat, we introduced your 2011-2013 strategic plan. For the first time, the Commission has an actual plan that's complete with not just a work plan, but your mission, vision, history, description, you know, the core issues that you're about. So it's like a snapshot and a summary of everything the Commission's about. You approved the broad goals and objectives and strategies. And the staff, I think the commitment was commissioners were going to get back to staff if they had any corrections or edits or additions to the work plan parts of your plan. And we did not receive any comments. So the staff went ahead and did a couple of things. We identified, based on your previous conversation, three events that we think are realistic for the commission to accomplish between now and the end of the calendar year, between now and the end of December, and that would be the October 3rd District 4 neighborhood meeting, and then an October 28th Immigrant Youth Summit with the San Francisco Youth Commission. And OSEA, is that on the agenda?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So you'll hear the details from our wonderful PAWBAC fellow in just a few minutes. What that's already being planned, it's being executed by the youth themselves, but the IRC is one of the three main sponsors of this event. It's our office, the IRC, and the San Francisco Youth Commission.
Excellent.
And then the third event, which you also talked about at your retreat, was a December, in place of your December meeting, having a consulate mixer with the, particularly with the consulate offices that have a lot of immigrants and that we work with regularly. And this is really for the commission to introduce themselves, itself to the consul generals and really establish a relationship. And then we hope then in the spring that'll lead to, you know, a closer collaboration. We already have a close relationship with some of the consulates, but not all. And then in your plan from page 3 on, this probably will take more editing, but the staff attempted to kind of go through the work plans and really dig out what was realistic and what was kind of more of a statement, but not not quite an action. And we really were recommend that you take another look at this, focus on the IRC's core work and what you think you can realistically accomplish or what you think you can influence as a commission. Because a lot of things were so broad, the staff wasn't sure how you want to carry that out. You know, how does that lead to the actual activities that you will be doing? So we try to clean up, and I have to say the policy, immigration policy piece of it definitely needs some work. We could use some expertise from those of you who are experts in the field. We're fortunate to have at least two commissioners who are immigration experts and attorneys, and we have one person on staff. who also Isis Fernandez Sykes, so she'd be glad to work with the two of you to kind of identify what the policy agenda for the commission could be. And then under programs, we try to keep this focused on the two areas that you have been working on, and that is city services for immigrant communities, and then the language access work that you've been doing. And then the and then a third area would be immigrant integration. This is a hot ticket item. Our office is doing a lot of work in this area, and we think this one is just tailor-made for the commission. And we're going to think about what that means and what that might, how you might realize that. It could be a forum in the spring talking about immigrant integration. We're working with a lot of community-based groups and a lot of the immigration networks, and I think they're struggling. Excuse me, struggling to define what that is, and have asked us to help them. And then lastly, your third area is the outreach committee. That's probably the most well-articulated part of your work plan. All we did was clean up some of the language a little bit, but I think that's the objectives in that area have been pretty clear, and that committee has been, I think, at least actively thinking about these. And if you can pull off the event on the 3rd, that will be a big accomplishment. Yeah. So those are the staff recommendations on your, excuse me, your plan. I have a cold, sorry.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, Director, for all that you gave us. So they basically, everybody that was at our little retreat, I think we give ourselves realistic goals there, and I think we're en route to meeting them. If there's any more discussion on it?
This is just a nitpicky thing, but
sure.
On the tops of each of the page, it says outreach committee, where like when it should be the program committee. And I believe it says outreach committee on the top of each page, even though it was other committees. So that just needs to be
cleaned
up. We'll
clean that up. Sorry about that.
Yeah, okay. And the members also, while we're at it, are the same over and over.
One more time, Commissioner.
The members.
The members. Right where Commissioner Tom was talking, Outreach Committee 2001, where it says members right below it, mm-hmm. It's consistently the same group of people.
Yeah, that's the Outreach Committee.
Yeah.
Okay, if the committee members have changed, if you can send the correct names to me.
I don't believe so.
It's all the same ones.
It's the same.
It's the same, oh. Yeah. They're all the same commissioners.
Yeah, it's Commissioner Sam.
But on every page, should it say Outreach Committee?
No, that's a mistake.
No, okay.
I apologize. That's a technical error.
Sorry, I now understand. Yeah, you're correct. Okay. Yes. Thank you, Commissioner, for pointing it out, and thank you.
I have a suggestion.
Yes, Commissioner.
The members will change.
So on page 8, item C, I guess, the use of social media, it says under timeline to be implemented after the October 2000 meeting, should we maybe do it before so that way we could also advertise the meeting in the Sunset?
Why don't we discuss this in our outreach committee next Tuesday, Monday, I mean, I think that we can take a decision there. That would be probably more productive. So, there are the protesters outside.
Protesters, yeah. We're a very controversial commission. Sorry, Commissioner. Can you finish
that? Is that okay? But Monday, we can discuss it on Monday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Do we have any more discussion on that? So I need to, can I have a second to approve?
And we will send you a corrected version of
okay,
this.
Okay, if that's okay, with the friendly amendments.
One second.
Second. Anybody opposed? See none. Okay. So now we're on to... it's an action item, which is number 8, review of recommendation to approve the plan for the Immigrant Youth Summit. And so we have somebody from staff there on that. Yeah, thank you.
Good evening, commissioners. So I'm the Paul Back Women's Fellow for the Office of Civic Engagement and Immigrant Affairs.
Welcome.
I'm going to give you some background information about the Immigrant Youth Summit. So the San Francisco Immigrant Youth Summit is a youth-driven project designed to raise awareness of the needs of immigrant youth among city officials, commissioners, and departments. The summit agenda includes speakers, breakout sessions, a resource fair, small group discussions for 300 to 350 excuse me, high school students in San Francisco. The summit will be at the West Bay Conference Center, it's on Eddy and Fillmore, on Friday, October 28th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. The Immigrant Youth Summit was planned by Happy Yang, who is also a Paulback Youth Fellow of the Office of Civic Engagement and Immigrant Affairs. And the partners for the event are the Youth Commission, OSEA, our office, and the Immigrant Rights Commission. So I have a bunch more details for you guys if you'd like to know. I can take questions.
Program? What's the program?
The program? It's a... Okay.
What will we do when we get together?
Commissioner Hill, if we could, if you could finish your comments and then any questions we can have at the end of it, okay?
Okay.
And please, Commissioner Hill, direct all comments to me so I can share. Thank you.
Also, the whole planning process is through Happy Yang's, directed through her. She's a junior in Balboa High School. I'm staffing as long as with the Youth Commission staff. And our youth committee is about 8 members from different organizations. We have a couple of City College students. Most of them are high school students, though. So I could take questions.
Through the chair, just a little bit more background information, commissioners. So this project is Danielle and Happy are both Paulback Fellows. So that's the Pacific Asian American Women's Bay Area Coalition. As a former honoree, every year they have a mentorship program, and they give a small grant that allows us to then bring on our interns at no cost to the city. And so each of the interns then picks a project. So Danielle's project is a study on family flight. She's almost done with that. She'll be issuing her report shortly. And Commissioner Yang decided that she wanted to do a big event. It was an immigrant youth summit. We thought it was perfect for this commission since we wanted to do something with the commission along the lines of a summit. So it is definitely a collaboration. And then we assigned the project to Happy. She's a senior. She's applying for college right now. So her sister fellow stepped in and stepped up to the plate and offered to help with the implementation phase. So that's why you have Danielle now coordinating and implementing the actual plan that was developed by Happy. But this is, we see this as a great sponsorship event for the commission because it'll get the commission's name out there. You hardly have to do anything except show up and be supportive because the youth are doing everything for us. I don't even have to go to meetings. I'm so lucky because Danielle's got it all covered, and she's done a fantastic job with Happy.
Commissioner Hill, you have a question?
Can we find out what the program is planned for the day?
What the agenda is?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Go through that with you. Okay, so what's happening is we're going to get it from 6 high schools. The way we identify these 6 high schools in San Francisco is because they have the newcomer pathway. There's no longer a newcomer high school anymore, so we're taking them from different high schools in San Francisco. They will be bused in from school, approximately arrive at 9 a.m. We give half an hour to unload. We have registration. We have the introduction by Happy, the youth commissioner, along with Director Pond and hopefully Mayor Ed Lee. Then we're going to have some elected officials speak. After that, we're going to have one Dreamer, so it's a student who's affected by the DREAM Act, an undocumented student. Then we have Simi, who is a community organizer. She's going to do half an hour interactive session with the students to kind of pump them up for the breakout sessions. Then half of the students, 150, will go into breakout sessions. Other 150 will go to lunch and the resource fair. Then we're going to have to switch them. Because of the venue, we're limited. We can't move all 300 students at one time. After the lunch and resource fair and breakout sessions, then we have Tyson Amir, who is a rap artist, and he's going to rap about his immigration over to the U.S. It's about 3 minutes. Then we have Hiroko Sakai, who is going to speak about her immigration experience and how she became a successful businesswoman. After that, we're going to have small group discussions, and we'll break out into groups of 20, all 300 students, and we will all discuss one question, which is, what are the struggles of immigrant youth? And in that, in each breakout session, we'll have a recorder. So we will document everything from the summit, and we're gonna take back all the data, and we will go through some post-summit plans with the committee, with the office, and see what we can do about it. I know the Youth Commission wants to start to write resolutions or recommendations to the Board of Supervisors. So that's the end goal right there.
Okay. Any more comments from the commission? See none. Well, so this is just a discussion, obviously, or actually it's an action item. So can I just verify one thing? What date is this on again?
Yeah, Friday, October 28th.
At what time does it start at?
Starts at 9:30 to 2:30.
So if any of the commissioners wanted to pop by,
absolutely. I welcome all of you. I hope you all can come.
And I believe, wasn't there supposed to be an agenda greeting from the chair?
There is.
Mm-hmm. For me?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so you need me there.
You'll be writing the introduction.
Yes, mm-hmm. Okay, that's right. All right, I would gladly be there. Thank you for the invite, and congratulations on putting this together. Sounds like a great thing, so glad to be a part of it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, this is actually an action item. Is there a reason why we have this an action item?
Yes, because the commission's listed as one of the major sponsors.
Okay.
We want your endorsement of this.
Is there anybody? So could I get a second for the endorsement, please?
Second.
Is there anybody opposed? See none.
How come you don't have discussion?
Okay, let me just, I want
you
to undo that
question.
There. So we can still call the question here. Do you have some comments that you'd like to?
Well, I just wanted to say that we have, and on immigration issues, we have often been on the same page as the Youth Commission, and it's been good to have their support and our support for them, I assume. And so I think it's encouraging that we are doing something together. I wanted to ask if there was some specific role or some time of day for people who can't come for all day of this commission.
Okay, so your question was, if you can't come the entire summit, is there another role you can play? Yeah, absolutely. What's open for the Immigrant Rights Commission is, if you guys really want to participate in the summit, you guys are welcome to set up a table at the resource fair, and that's open for commissioners to come in and out of the summit. You don't have to speak. You would just have to come up and speak to the youth who do come up to the table. That is available, but not necessary if you guys don't want to. If you only want to come for an hour or so, we can set up something separate, and I could tell you what agenda item we're going to be on and where we will be.
Or to hear discussion of the youth and participate? Is there some way we could do both?
If you can only come for a portion of the day, I would recommend coming from the very last 40 minutes, and you could participate, jump in one of the small group discussions, and sit in with the youth and find out what are the struggles that immigrant youth have in San Francisco. And you can engage them further in that, too.
Yes, that would be helpful.
Okay, so I'll ask again, is there any more comments, which is the same, is there any more discussion? See none, all right. Do I have to reverse that vote now and start again, take the vote again?
No, you can call for the...
Well, I've already called it and it was passed.
Well, she
had a second. Didn't vote
on it.
So
you can
okay.
take the vote now.
Sorry, okay. Can I have a second then?
Be seconded.
Okay, it's second. But is there anybody opposed? No. Commissioner Hale is challenging my parliamentary procedures big time this evening here. Thank you, Commissioner. We're all just getting back from holiday mode here. We'll get the hang of it. Okay. The next one is item 9, which is a discussion item, an update on the December reception for the San Francisco consulates, which we've kind of touched on. Vice Chair, do you want to make some comments on that?
Yes, real quick, because this is like a project that we are still working on it. We are still planning it. So far, I know, our director was saying, we have a good relationship with the consuls from Ibero-America, and I have talked to some of them, and they say that they are willing to come. They would like to know the commissioners, and they are suggesting to do this probably in the first week of December, because most of them, they travel to the countries around the 15th. So We're still trying to see where we're gonna do it. I have a couple of suggestions, even to do it in a restaurant. But if we do it in a restaurant, the owners of the place already said yes to me, but we need to get some money to pay for some stuff, and we don't have a budget in our commission to these kind of events. So I was thinking, thinking something about like little fundraiser, but we have to partner with a nonprofit organization because we cannot mm-hmm. ask for money as the commissioners and as our Office of Civic Engagement. So I even was touching base with Commissioner Maldonado to see if La Raza Resource Center can partner with the IRC to do this event. And would be something like, if we do like, I want to involve the merchants as well from all those countries because I know that they can bring some money so we can do the event. And do it like a small fundraiser, pay for the event, and the remaining of the money, we can donate it to a special fund or to, we know that we have there is a fund for Eric Quesada's family because, as you all know, he passed away a couple of weeks ago, and I think that would be a good idea. It's only an idea. It's only a plan. So we have to discuss this and see exactly what we're going to do for that date. So, but that is so far what I have in mind. So.
Director, If I remember rightly, we were kind of going to tie this into kind of like a Christmas party type of close at the end of the year and try and do. So there is no way we can get. To me, I think the consulates, I think, would come
mm-hmm.
If it was in City Hall, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's something very official about that, but in its own. That's
right.
Just
commissioners, we'd have to look to see if there's anything maybe left over from another budget that we can borrow from. And then technically the commission, because you are not a 501c3 or a mm-hmm. fundraising organization, you technically can't do fundraising as city officials. However, if you're partnering with someone and your partnering organization wants to be creative about what they want to do, you could talk about that offline in a committee.
Mm-hmm.
But we can definitely look to see, the kind of events that we do are tea and cookies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to cost a lot. You just have to call in all your friends to help out. But we can probably come up with a little bit of resource.
So if we could check into that, and then, with the wines and stuff, we can probably get that donated. We could get some of that, so on. I think City Hall would be the best.
But we have food and drinks at City Hall. We can't.
You can, yeah.
Not in this room.
Not in this room.
But you can in a...
In the room across from the mayor's office, is that room still empty, the committee room?
The mayor's room 201. Mm-hmm. We can check into what possibilities are.
Food.
And let's check into the possibilities. I have some ideas that I won't go public with right now until you see what you come back with, mm-hmm. Director.
Okay.
And I really think that would be the...
We could work with Matthew Godot in the mayor's office and see what we can come up with.
Commissioner?
Okay.
Yes, this is not about fundraising or food or entertainment, but also about who we're inviting.
Mm-hmm.
Not every country has consulates in the city. And so one of the things being in this commission is I feel like I haven't done the most fantasticest job of outreaching to my community, which I would hope that I would do. And I wanted to use this opportunity to invite some people. So I wanted to know, are we sticking specifically to consulates or community leaders as well, because there are some in the Ethiopian and Eritrean community, but they don't have consulates here.
Okay. Commissioners, if I could make a suggestion, you might be better off if you just discuss this on Monday, come to the outreach committee meeting, because I think this is a activity that's being planned by the outreach committee, and then you can kind of determine, who's your target audience and all of the details.
For example, just in answer to your question, though, I think it's a very good point. There are a lot, for example, New Zealand don't have a consulate,
mm-hmm.
but they have an honorary consulate.
Yeah.
So the likes of them,
yes.
And as close to those type of leadership as the ones we should be getting. And I think that's a very good point. And they would come, and I did talk to one. He would love that, and they love to interact, and they love to kind of talk about things like that. So.
Yeah.
I think we'd have a good enough turnout, I really do, if the proper outreach is done in the proper location. But we'll leave it at that. We'll talk about it on Monday.
Yeah.
and we'll report back as quick as we can on that, okay? So this is not an action item, so if there's any more discussion on that, Commissioner O'Hale. See none, okay? No. All right. So the next is the director staff report. Thank you, director.
Okay. I'll make this really quick, commissioners. We're just recovering from a long summer. We've been busy. The community ambassadors program went back online permanent. They've been extremely busy. We're now looking at a possible mini expansion into District 6, where they've had some problems in Tenderloin and area where they have the new high-tech companies moving in. And we're just at the early stages. The mayor asked us to look into that because there's been a number of incidents out in the nearby area around, what is it, at the mid-market corridor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we are looking at that right now. The staff completed some training at a language access conference. We were a presenter. I'll be going to Washington later this week to present at a Department of Justice training of federal agencies. So I think just in a nutshell, the commission and San Francisco are looking pretty good in terms of being leading edge on the language access issues. And we had a couple of changes in staff, and you know at the last report that Guiana Enriquez made it into Yale, so she's now a Yale Law School student, and we've been communicating with her, hoping that she'll do a project back with the commission when she gets her sea legs there. And then Isis Fernandez Sykes came back to the staff after her family leave, so Isis will be our lead person on issues around immigration and language access. Those are her specialty. She is a, I guess, practicing attorney, not practicing attorney, but she's in, she has her, she passed the bar and she's authorized to practice in California. So she is an immigration attorney. We think she's a perfect match to work with our other two commissioners who are experts. So we kind of look forward to what you can do together. And I think, were there any other, oh yes, and Danielle, who did such a great job in her first month as our intern. As soon as her her project is pretty much completed, and we've now hired her on to our staff as a coordinator. So she'll be doing a lot of things. You know, for instance, when the commission does events, Danielle will be helping us with the setup, and she's a great researcher, helped us with the LAO, so just an all-around great player. And I just wanted to also give a shout out to the staff who are here. On the LAO, Whitney Chow did a fantastic job analyzing all of the data. It wasn't easy, and it was the least fun part of the report. And she did it with never complaining. And, you know, I had numerous changes on charts and things. And then also to Rich Whipple, who just completed the year-long pilot with the Community Ambassadors Program, and he's doing such a great job. We're going to reward him by giving him more work to do. But I just want to commend the staff.
Okay, thank you, Danielle. Okay, thank you.
Oh, and of course, your fellow commissioner, Felix Fuentes, who's done the most outstanding job with outreach and actually supervising the community ambassadors.
Is he still doing that?
Yeah. Yes. On top of his other duties, so everyone in our office, because we don't have a large staff, has four or five different jobs.
Yeah. Multitaskers, that's yes. What they do. If you only hire the
we're
best.
We're an office of multitaskers.
Thank you, Director. So with that, I'd just like to get on to new business. There's a few items that, is there anybody who wants to bring up new business before I get into my spiel?
I didn't know Commissioner Lorena, I can't say her last name right now.
Melgarejo.
And I just knew that her husband had been ill, and when I read about it, I was very sorry, and I think this whole commission shares that same sentiment, and I don't know if we should have just a moment of silence for her, for their family or something, because she was a part of this and very active in it, you know, ever since I came on it.
adjourn in memory of.
So if you'd like to, yeah, that would be absolutely you totally appropriate.
You can conclude your meeting in memory of. I think Commissioner Fuentes has more information on the memorial service that's going to be held on the 25th.
Yes, there are several events that are going to happen, but the one that I'm more aware is the one on September the 25th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in the Horace Mann Middle School on 23rd and Bartlett. And but I know that there are a couple more of activities that I don't know if Commissioner Maldonado, because she's right there, which knows more about it, maybe she can share it with us. So.
Tomorrow there is going to be at lunchtime, there is going to be a remembrance at Centro del Pueblo, where I work, because Eric used to work there, and all the workers knew him. So the people that worked with him, we're going to have a memorial at noontime. But of course, you know, the big public memorial is on the 25th, as Felix said.
Well, there's a fundraiser tonight for Mujeres Unidas in memory of Eric.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, I knew Eric before I even knew Lorena, and so he was an amazing community activist. He taught me a lot of lessons about, you know, just standing by your community. And there was times I used to stand on the opposite end of what he was trying to do sometimes, but I just profound respect for the man. And we actually grew to be quite friends once we got past a lot of our issues, and we shared our, you know, like what a lot of us had a lot of passion for our immigrants' backgrounds, and we were very united in that issue. And of course, then just to know Lorena then, and to know what a special person she is, he's a great loss. So obviously, we will postpone. We will close this meeting this evening in honor and in memory of Eric and his family. Director.
Yes, I just have a question for Commissioner Maldonado. If we would like to make a contribution, can you share that information mm-hmm. with the commission?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. You can make.
If you, probably best if you just mail email it to us.
Sure,
and then we
can
have an official, yeah. Yes. And I believe that the service then is on the 25th. Is it possible to resend that out again as well?
I do it for you. And if there is more information that for other events, I'm going to send that email to you as well tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
But you also sent a notice about if you want to contribute to the education for the daughter, mm-hmm. that there is a place to send a check for that.
Yeah. Correct.
So if we could kind of if we now that we have all the information, if we could somehow put everything together and send it out to the commission, because I know there's a lot of people in my community who want to go to the service as well as support.
Okay,
you know,
I do it tomorrow morning.
So is there anything more on that, on Eric? No. Okay. Any other new business, Commissioner?
Earlier, Commissioner Hale was speaking about what the AAN is doing, the African Advocacy Network, was doing. I do think that if we're endorsing someone, that they give us a report every so often so that there are not changes, or that what we stand for or what we thought we stood for continues to be consistent with what we're supporting if we're endorsing it. Because I think if someone lets us see a vision one way and the vision veers from our intended mission, you know, we owe it to ourselves to know what was going on. So I don't necessarily think we need it consistently, but every so often, if they can just let us know. And them and everyone else we endorse.
Okay, and that's a good point. Any other? Two notes. I was in Ireland and sitting, having my coffee in the west of Ireland, many miles away from this commission, getting away from everything, and I see that the San Francisco Immigration Rights Commission made the national paper in Ireland. So, yeah, Sunday paper, which is like making the New York Times. Trust me, this one is.
Is that because of you?
And Vice Chair is loudly spoken in it. I have kept a copy of it. It was illegal. Irish forced out of jobs in U.S. crackdown. It basically had to do with the No Match. Was it No Match letter?
Yes, E-verify. Secure communities. So what's
secure
the combination of, you know, of all the immigration issues that the workers are facing right now in the USA?
Great. Well, he did a great job, and it's here, so I'll leave that, and I'll just put it in for our files here. But I thought it was very unique to see it. So we're crossing many waters. I was just reading the paper today, and it's just I obviously don't have a handle on this, but it's the AB 353, which is Assemblyman is doing it there in Sacramento, basically, and it kind of touches based on issues that we dealt with before in the Mission, particularly where police officers are pulling cars over, and if you didn't have a license, were kind of towing and taking the car, and a lot of immigrants didn't have licenses. Some did, some didn't, and so he's a bill in right now, which kind of is revisiting that, where the Highway Patrol, if they pull people over, don't have driver's licenses, that they are not impounding their car. In other words, they have some options. So if I may, I'd like to put this on one of our agendas and we'll have a discussion. I don't know if we can get anybody here to talk about it, but I wouldn't mind us weighing in and seeing if we had a point of view on it. So is there anything else? Is there any more discussion, and has anybody any more new business? Vera, do you have?
Well, I was just impressed with the small ad in Sunday's paper about Muslim Americans pledged to change and declare, and local Muslim groups that supported peace and making the world a better and safer community. So I just wanted to pass it around for people to see.
Okay. Director?
Yes, I just wanted to announce to the commissioners at the Guatemalan Cultural Center is honoring a number of VIPs on September 17th. This is with the consulate, right? Yeah. So the Guatemalan consulate. And among the honorees for the Leadership Award, besides Supervisor David Campos and John Avalos, Jorge Bell from City College, is your fellow commissioner, Felix Fuentes, from the City and County of San Francisco. So he'll be honored on September 17th at the location?
Yeah, it's in South San Francisco.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in the Guatemalan Cultural Center. It's located in, they call it Santo Cristo Hall Society, 41 Oak Avenue, South San Francisco. That's what's going to happen next Saturday.
So it's a very exciting honor for him.
Well done. Congratulations.
Yay.
Congratulations on that. So with that, I'd like to close the meeting in honor of Eric Quesada, and he'll always be in our memories. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, commissioners.